Hi, this is Clara, and I'm glad you joined me for this guided sleep story. This episode aims to provide a peaceful and calming environment, blending storytelling, meditation, natural sounds, and soothing music to help you unwind and achieve restful sleep. Whether you have difficulty falling asleep, need a way to relax after a long day, this episode is designed to provide you with the perfect escape. Hi. Thanks for joining me, Clara, on this guided visualization of the bioluminescent sea. Before we begin, please find a place where you feel comfortable. Close your eyes. Now, I'd like to take a few moments to focus on breathing by taking 5 deep breaths. Take 1 deep breath into your belly. Hold for a moment. And exhale. Now, breathe in again. Fill your lungs with air. Hold. And breathe out. Perhaps this breath will bring a soothing feeling of relaxation with it. Inhale, so your lungs are full of air. Take a moment here before exhaling. Now your body is relaxing in different areas. With this next breath in, imagine it purifying your whole body. Another full breath in and hold it. Your bodies are fresh from the oxygen. Now exhale. Allow the relaxation to sweep over you. Remember this feeling, because this is how deep breathing can help you relax. Sometimes stars in the sea mirror those above in the night sky. phosphorescent or bioluminescent creatures can be found throughout the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, while some luminous organisms, including fireflies and fungi, are found on land. Bioluminescence is light produced by a chemical reaction within a living organism that creates its light for various reasons, including communication, hunting, and self-defense. You're walking on a beach of a mysterious barrier island. The blonde dunes stretch away in every direction. It's almost like being in a faraway lunar landscape where all the soft, sandy edges are rounded off and smooth. The sea is calm. Small waves glide slowly over the flat beach. They're cast through with swirls of light, and the soft sound they make is like breathing. The texture of the sand has a pattern of ripples like the surface of the sea. You feel the compact ridges underneath your bare feet as you walk. Birds start flying back to their roosts. Tides of different birds They call to each other. And sometimes, some pass close enough for you to hear their wings flutter. The pale sun lingers on the horizon. And then disappears. The sky glows red over the place where the sun has withdrawn. A torn cloud drapes over the place where it was. Dusk steals over the sky from the eastern horizon. Slowly creeps over the landscape. As the last light seeps away from the day, night arranges itself around you. Staining the air. Purple. And blue black. The air cools down. Someone has piled driftwood into a fire pit ringed by pebbles and shells. The wood is old and dry. so the fire lights easily. Sparks from the fire fly up into the night sky and join the stars. The blending sounds of the sea and the hiss and crackle from the bonfire are calming. After a while, the fire dissolves into embers. You decide to walk further down the beach. The sea is glimmering. You walk to its edge and splash your hands into the warm water. And when you do, your fingers form contrails of purple and silver phosphorescence. You take off your clothes and wade into the shallow water. The water around you burns with light. As you float a little further out and flutter your hands, long streaks of purple light sparkle and fizz away from you. You roll onto your back and swim slowly along the shore, kicking out rainbows of light. You're aware you can't see yourself. Only the glowing light outlining and defining you at this moment. You begin swimming back towards the glowing fire on the beach. When you get out of the sea, the light from the water trickles away and fades into the sand. You walk towards the embers of the fire still glowing on the beach. And sit down next to them. The remaining heat from the fire dries you off. And then you curl up under the blanket you brought with you and watch the embers burn. The warmth from the fire warms you. And the heat from your experience in the sea warms your soul.